I am thrilled to welcome the Mount Si High School Jazz Combo to the KPLU studios today with their mentor Dan Marcus on trombone. Under the direction of Matthew Wenman, they've earned a spot for the second year in a row at the prestigious Essentially Ellington competition in D.C. this May. And the band today includes Michelle John on trumpet, Leslie Kolke on trumpet, Jared Byford at the trombone, Hayden Kierklein on saxophone, Nick Marden guitar, Jonathan Hendrickson at the bass, Will Crandall at the drums, and as I said, Dan Marcus trombone. Please welcome the Mount Si High School Jazz Combo. We'll be right back. Mount Si High School Jazz Combo live in our studios here at KPLU with special guest Dan Marcus on the trombone. Dan Marcus, let's start with you. Tell us about mentoring this band. How did it go working up the tunes with these kids?
Thanks, Abe. It was great. That first tune was Green Chimney, and it's a Monk tune. And when I first walked in, this wasn't even on the program. They were just listening to it.
Uh-huh.
And Matt and I, you know, said, well, let's do that one. So they worked that up without charts, and I think it came out all right.
I think it came out pretty darn good. Let's bring Matt Wenman up to the microphone and get a question in his second year teaching the jazz band at Mount Si High School, second year in a row at the Essentially Ellington competition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us, what did you learn from last year's festival that you think will help you guys this year?
Oh, man. What didn't I learn at last year's festival? A lot. I guess one of the biggest things was just what people are capable of and what high school students are capable of doing, you know, which is a lot. You can't put limiting factors on that. So I just coming into this year and kind of everything just with that understanding that they can do anything. It's really less about educating, more about making opportunities and opening doors and seeing what they're capable of doing. So it's been pretty exciting.
Excellent. Good luck to you this year.
Thanks.
Let's talk to one of the musicians in the band is actually making a returning trip to the Essentially Ellington competition. Award winner from last year, trumpeter Leslie Kolke. Tell us, aside from performance, everybody knows that there's going to be some fantastic live jazz on stage. What else goes on in New York when you're hanging out?
Well, in New York, when we're hanging out, we'll oftentimes go to jazz clubs. Like last year, we went to the Village Vanguard,
jeez,
and that was a really neat experience. You could basically feel the years and years of jazz just oozing out of the walls almost, because it was just, the atmosphere was fantastic. Also, we saw lots of sites around New York. Like we went to Central Park and we went to the Museum of Natural History. Also, at the festival itself, there's lots of other experiences. Like there's actually a dinner where different people from different bands will sit together. Like all the trumpets will sit together and have dinner and talk with the musicians from Jazz at Lincoln Center. So there's lots of different things that go on in New York besides the festival itself. So
fantastic. Sounds like it's going to be a fun trip. Let's bring a couple of our other frontline horn players over to the mic, Hayden and Jared. I wanted to ask you about recent second place at the Bellevue College Jazz Competition and that kind of tying in with the Essentially Ellington Competition. What's your favorite thing, Hayden, about jazz competitions? What do you think they do for you guys?
Well, I think it's a really good motivator. People get really excited about chances to compete against other schools. But you do have to be careful that you're not just doing it for the purpose of beating other schools and being the best. But I think it is fun to get to both kind of show off our skills and listen to other bands, and it really kind of makes it like playing jazz around here a really cool experience.
Fantastic. We're going to get into another song here. We'll get all the kids in their places. And with their special guest mentor, Dan Marcus at the trombone, we're going to hear One by One up next. Mount Si High School Jazz Combo. Take it away, kids.
Thank you.
It's the Mount Si High School Jazz Combo live in the studios here at KPLU with their special guest mentor, Dan Marcus. Some great solos all around on that tune. Dan Marcus, another question for you. You've had a long career working in big bands. I think you've been working with Ray Charles and Woody Herman and around town with the SRJO and the Pony Boy All-Star Big Band. I wonder if you could tell us what are the key lessons of working in a big band for young jazz musicians?
Don't miss the bus. Especially if you're in Spain. We won't go there.
That sounds like a good story for another time.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think what I like about this combo and working with this combo is I could tell right away they were listening to each other. And that they were, I mean, when we rehearsed, the setup was like the old Capitol Records setup, was in a circle. So everybody could make line of sight and keeping each other honest. And that'll serve you well in whatever you do in music.
Right.
Just keep your ears open.
Right on. Now, North Bend Jazz Walk has been a big thing out in your neck of the woods. I'll get Jonathan Henriksen to come up and take this question. Maybe, yeah, Jared, you could hold his bass there. You're also part of a jazz family. Your big brother played bass, and you've got a younger brother who's playing saxophone, who's going to come up in the jazz band. And you've had great support from the North Bend community. I wonder what it's been, how important it's been to have the jazz community there in North Bend so supportive.
Oh man, it's been really great being like, especially having Boxley's down in North Bend and having the owner Danny Kolke let me come out there and jam with him and Will and the Wednesday jam sessions for high schoolers, and then sometimes I've played with just a trio. It's been really great. And I don't think I could be where I am right now without that.
Right on. Let's get another member of the rhythm section up to the microphone. Nick Martin, let's bring you up, our guitar player in the band. There's many other bands at Mount Si, mountsibands.org, and you can check out the giant list. And you're also playing in a rock band on the side, and I wonder what it's been like to know some rock guitar and come in and be part of a rhythm section where your role is very different.
It was quite a bit of a challenge. I've played rock guitar for about 7 years now, 20 gigs with my band this year, and coming in and playing jazz, it was real challenge. I learned the first three songs in a few hours before I had to go to the first rehearsal record for Hot Java Jazz. But the teachers I've had along the way have really helped me understand theory when I'm playing rock so that I could transfer a lot of it to the jazz. And now that I'm working with Jay Roberts, it's really helping me get the style down.
And learning jazz, do you think that's made you a better rock guitar player too?
For sure.
Excellent.
A lot of it's really transferable.
Let's bring another member of the rhythm section, our drummer, Will Crandall. Let's get him to the microphone. I know he's been dying to give a shout-out to all his friends back home. I want to talk about the dedication of the high school jazz band that gets up for practice at what time in the morning?
6:30
in the morning. So you guys are jazz students. You're just about to go to bed, right?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Tell us about that early, that first early morning practice when you're getting in there. Do I really want to be part of the jazz band?
Yeah, it's definitely tough at first. And, well, I mean, it still is. I still struggle waking up at that hour and getting there on time and everything. But, I mean, it's definitely worth it because it's everyone in the band is extremely committed and everyone has, like, made sacrifices to be in the band. And so it's, like, it's a bunch of kids that really want to be there and are, like, putting their full effort to make it, make the music the best that it can be. So.
And you're really a team. You're all counting on each other,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, we've got one more question. I wanted to ask Dan his advice for any of these high school kids that might consider a career in music. Dan, what do you tell somebody that says, yeah, I want to do this the rest of my life? Do you say, don't do it, kid?
No. I mean, you got to follow your heart. My son's a music student at PLU. He's a junior there, and that's his thing. Mm-hmm. Would it be great if he had learned how to do coding and all that kind of stuff? Maybe. But that's not where his passion is. So you just got to follow your passion.
Right.
That's the only way to be happy.
It's the Mount Si High School Jazz Combo following their passions live in our studios here today. The band is headed off for their second year in a row at the Essentially Ellington competition in New York City this May. And we've got time for one more tune. We're going to finish it off with EJ's Blues. Kids, when you're ready, take it away. Always leave them wanting more. The Mount Si High School Jazz Combo, live in the studios here at KPLU.